洪恩环境英语中高级篇
High Intermediate Part 3
This is Lesson 7. Listen to this conversation between Stephen and Connie.
Listen, Connie. Anne and I want you to come to our house sometime. She wants to meet you.
I'd love to see you and Anne sometime, but I know you're busy with the baby.
Now listen and repeat.
Come to our house sometime. I want you to come to our house sometime. Anne and I want you to come to our house sometime.
Now listen to and repeat this sentence.
Stephen wants Connie to meet his wife.
You're going to hear that sentence again, followed by a few more words.Use the new words to make another sentence. For example, you hear,
Stephen wants Connie to meet his wife.
Come to dinner.
And you say,
Stephen wants Connie to come to dinner.
Then you hear,
Stephen wants Connie to come to dinner.
Her.
And you say,
Stephen wants her to come to dinner.
Okay, let's begin.
Stephen wants Connie to meet his wife.
Come to dinner.
Stephen wants Connie to come to dinner.
Her.
Stephen wants her to come to dinner.
See the baby.
Stephen wants her to see the baby. He wants her to see the baby.
See his house.
He wants her to see his house.
Spend some time with his family.
He wants her to spend some time with his family.
Now listen again to Connie and Stephen as they discuss his plans for the future and the things he would rather do.
Would you rather get a new job or have your weekends free?
I'd rather have my weekends free. You know, with the baby and all. I read about a job not far from Stamford. Producer of a radio show.
Would you rather work in television or radio?
I'd rather work in television.
Now listen and repeat.
Work in television or radio? Would you rather work in television or radio? Would you rather work in television or radio? Get a new job or have your weekends free? Would you rather get a new job or have your weekends free?Would you rather get a new job or have your weekends free?
We use would you rather to start a question in which you give someone a choice between two possibilities. Now you're going to hear two possibilities mentioned, and you combine them in a question starting with would you rather?For example, you hear,
Work in television or in radio?
And you say,
Would you rather work in television or in radio?
You hear,
Live in Stamford or in Hartford?
And you say,
Would you rather live in Stamford or in Hartford?
Okay, let's begin.
Work in television or in radio?
Would you rather work in television or in radio?
Live in Stamford or in Hartford?
Would you rather live in Stamford or in Hartford?
Go to the movies or to the theater?
Would you rather go to the movies or to the theater?
Eat pizza or a sandwich?
Would you rather eat pizza or a sandwich?
Take a taxi to the station or walk?
Would you rather take a taxi to the station or walk?
Get a new job or have your weekends free?
Would you rather get a new job or have your weekends free?
When we answer a question that gives us a choice, like, would you rather? We usually answer with, I'd rather, followed by the base form of the verb. For example,
would you rather live in New York or in Los Angeles?
I'd rather live in Los Angeles.
Now you're going to hear some questions that give you a choice between two possibilities. Either answer you give is correct if it starts with, I'd rather. For example, you hear,
would you rather live in Washington, D.C. or in your own city?
And you can say either,
I'd rather live in Washington, D.C.
or,
I'd rather live in my own city.
Remember that there is no correct or incorrect answer. It's your opinion. So just answer using, I'd rather, and the rest of the sentence. Ready? Listen and answer these questions.
Would you rather live in Washington, D.C. or in your own city?
Would you rather have your weekends free or your evenings free?
Would you rather own a big house or a beautiful car?
Would you rather earn more money or have long vacations?
Would you rather be the president of a big company or a famous movie star?
Would you rather live in a very large city or in a very small town?
When we state our preferences, that is, when we say what we prefer or do not prefer, we often start the answer with, I'd rather, or I'd rather not. For example, if the question is,
would you rather work in television or in radio?
We can answer this way,
I'd rather work in television.
Or we can say,
I'd rather not work in radio.
Now you're going to hear some questions, followed by a cue to help you with the answer. For example, you hear,
would you rather work in television or in radio?
Television. And you say,
I'd rather work in television.
But when you hear,
would you rather work in television or in radio?
Not radio. You say,
I'd rather not work in radio.
Okay, let's begin.
Would you rather work in television or in radio?
Television.
I'd rather work in television.
Would you rather work in television or in radio?
Not radio.
I'd rather not work in radio.
Would you rather teach or work in an office?
Not teach.
I'd rather not teach.
Would you rather have chicken or fish for dinner?
Fish.
I'd rather have fish for dinner.
Would you rather play tennis or ride horses?
Not ride horses.
I'd rather not ride horses.
Would you rather read a book or go to a movie?
Read a book.
I'd rather read a book.
You know that I'd rather do something means the same as I'd prefer to do something. And I'd rather not do something means the same as I'd prefer not to do something. Now, when you hear a sentence with I'd rather or I'd rather not, change it to I'd prefer or I'd prefer not, or the opposite. For example, you hear,
I'd rather live in Stamford.
And you say,
I'd prefer to live in Stamford.
You hear,
I'd prefer not to play tennis today.
And you say,
I'd rather not play tennis today.
All right, let's begin.
I'd rather live in Stamford.
I'd prefer to live in Stamford.
I'd prefer not to play tennis today.
I'd rather not play tennis today.
I'd prefer to have my own business.
I'd rather have my own business.
I'd rather not work on weekends.
I'd prefer not to work on weekends.
I'd prefer not to go to a restaurant tonight.
I'd rather not go to a restaurant tonight.
I'd prefer to stay home with my family.
I'd rather stay home with my family.
And now, would you rather do this lesson again? Or go on to the next lesson. It's your choice. This is the end of lesson 7.